Hello, my name is Chris Johnson, and I am currently working, if my math is correct, my 8th job. It seems fucking crazy that I've had 8 different jobs, because it doesn't really feel like I've had 8, but a lot of that shit happens early, right? Like, how many jobs did you have, like, around high school through, like, college graduation time, if you went to fucking college? Maybe you knew what the fuck you were doing and, you know, liked working on cars or some shit and just got right into that business. Sometimes I wish, like, I did that. It was always fucking go to college. They would just drill that shit into your fucking head when you were younger. And I don't regret going to college for, like, the experience of it. Like, I think it was good for an antisocial misanthrope like me to go to fucking college and to just be forced to be fucking exposed to all these different assholes. I enjoyed it. I don't much want to do it again, but I enjoyed it at the time. Plus, it got me out of my fucking house. Like, I don't want to be at my house either. I don't want to be around my fucking parents. So, going to college got me out of my fucking house. But yeah, 8 fucking jobs. So, a lot of the bosses I've had have been fucking terrible. Fast food boss was fucking terrible. Gas station boss, good. Dining hall boss, best ever. Fucking Mo Digg was the best boss ever had. She was fucking sensational. Just gruff, old, pissy woman that everybody was fucking afraid of. And like, I saw that, I was like, this is my type of person right here. We got along fucking great. The most bizarre boss I've ever had was the Blues. The Blues was the assistant program director at the radio station I worked at. And I've never experienced anybody quite like this before or since. You ever see Office Space? I love that movie, and it's fucking amazing how much a lot of that shit applies to just bullshit office dynamics or any fucking job that I've ever had. It's just fucking weird. He was like an Office Space type dude. Anytime he fucking called me, he gave me his fucking name as if I didn't know who the fuck it was. He'd give me his phone number as if I didn't know what the fuck it was. And then he would tell me what he needed. Okay, fine. Then I would get to the office, and there would be a note in my mailbox. And that note said exactly, fucking word for word, what he said to me on the fucking message an hour ago. So then I would take that and be like, what the fuck? And then I would go down, I'd fucking go to the control room, start getting my shit ready. Then this motherfucker would walk in the control room. The Blues would walk in the control room and be like, oh, hey, did you get my message? Yes, I got your message. And I got the fucking memo, which is basically a transcript of your fucking message. And then I would tell him yes. And then he would proceed to fucking tell me again what he already told me in the fucking message and the fucking memo. Motherfucker, I'll start the cash code tomorrow. I'll fucking do it. We'll start the giveaway. Listen, if it's really important, I get it. Like, if it's like, hey, holy fuck, we're evacuating, there's an earthquake or some crazy bullshit, then, you know, call me as many times as you fucking want. Nobody needs that many fucking phone calls for your tedious bullshit. Because none of the stuff he ever fucking told me ever fucking meant anything. Oh, hey, Chris, it's the Blues. 023-22217. I'm adding fucking numbers in there. I don't know if, like, I'm close to the actual number, but I've heard that fucking message so many goddamn times. Like, I may be close. I don't want people calling the Blues. And in the message, too, like, he would never just get right to the fucking point. Like, if he wanted me to cover his shift, like, before his full time, he'd be like, oh, hey, it's the Blues, Thursday, we need you to cover the shift. That would be Thursday. It would be 9 to noon Thursday. And, you know, be working 9 to noon that Thursday. And, you know, you'd just be answering the phones 9 to noon Thursday. Just answer the phones. So, yeah, we need you to answer the phones 9 to noon Thursday. Just let me know. It's the Blues. Click. I listen to the message like, I guess he wants me to work fucking Thursday. He told me 8 goddamn times in the message. The thing about the Blues too, like, he was a big fucking idiot, but like, he wasn't a bad guy. So like, you simultaneously oscillated back and forth between fucking hating him and like feeling bad for him. He was always like stunned by everything too. Like, you'd say crazy bullshit and be like, oh, I remember my buddy Simon. Simon's one of my favorite fucking people that I've ever fucking worked with ever. Because this guy did not give a fuck about anything. Like, one time, like, the CEO of the company was starting this like big recycling push. I don't even know what the fuck was going on. But like, for some reason, Simon did not like this. He was just annoyed by it. And he was like, is that motherfucker the reason for this recycling push? I want to blow my load in his fucking face. Or, you know, something along those lines. And the Blues was in the fucking room. Assistant program director in the fucking room. And he fucking hears that. He just hears, you know, a random worker talking about whipping his dick out and blowing his load in somebody's face. And you know what his response was? Oh. And then he just walked out. He was like this really like innocent guy. I think he lived with his mom. Maybe he didn't. I don't know. But that was the rumor. I almost was hesitant to talk about him in a podcast because, like, I feel bad for, like, kind of picking on him a little bit. He was just this innocent guy, man. It's like if you walk on the street and you see, like, it's just a bug and you step on it and you feel bad. You're like, this motherfucker wasn't hurting nobody. The Blues ain't hurting nobody. Yeah, sure, he's fucking up my world and leaving me 8,000 messages. But, like, he really didn't have any bearing on my day. He didn't have, like, a ton of power. he scheduled like the part-time guys. Like once you were full-time, the Blues, you didn't really have much to do with you. He'd come by and see what the fuck was going on, but like, I didn't give a fuck. Oh, hey, it's the Blues. He always wore blue. I'm pretty sure they were different fucking clothes, but they were always blue. Like, I envision, like, you know, he opens up his fucking wardrobe or whatever the fuck, and there's just, like, 10 blue button-down shirts, 10 navy blue pants, shoes, blue socks, occasional ties, blue undershirt.
Oh, hey.
I can still fucking hear that shit in my fucking head.
Oh.
I don't know if I ever, like, got too wild with the Blues. I always just kind of wanted to, like, you know, not make him feel bad. Like, I'll take care of the Blues.
Goes, oh, okay, thanks.
He had to talk to me, like, if he had to, like, schedule people to train. I had to train people on the morning show.
Oh, how did Alex do today?
Yeah, he was fine.
Oh, okay, that's good. You think he's going to be ready?
I don't know, bro. Maybe. If you asked him, like, he was fine. I don't know. Is he comfortable doing it? Then he can fucking do it. The Blues always assumed that I gave a fuck what went on the air when I wasn't in the goddamn building. I didn't give a shit if that place burned down. I'm not there. Not my fucking responsibility. But I think the Blues is still there. He's probably still trucking. Well, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's a new podcast episode's come out. Podbean is the host of the cast. Every episode is there. Website for that or the app. I'm also on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify, iHeartRadio, any big podcasting site. Twitter at Johnson Hates You. Instagram, maybe 5 minutes. And this podcast will be right in my Facebook timeline for you.